peer. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Fitz from the Country Top 40, and I'd like to take a moment to say thank you to my beautiful wife and all my babies and my mom and dad, because I'm so grateful for them. And even when I'm having a tough day, I have them around and everything's okay. This month is all about gratitude. And along with all those folks I just shouted out, there's another person that we don't get to thank enough, ourselves. It's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we're just trying our best to make sense of everything. And in this crazy world, that's not easy. Here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/top40 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/top40.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A week and a day until Election Day, but more than 41 million Americans have voted early, including President Biden in Wilmington, Delaware today. He was asked about the Trump rally at Madison Square Garden on Sunday.
It's simply embarrassing. It's beneath any president, but that's what we're getting used to.
Trump's campaign seeking to distance itself from the jokes told by a little-known comic before Trump took the stage. One line that Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage. An investigation today of fires in two early ballot boxes in Portland and nearby Vancouver, Washington State, an incendiary device found inside. Philadelphia's district attorney is suing Elon Musk and his political action committee over his controversial $1 million giveaway for registered voters. McDonald's Quarter Pounders are being brought back to the menu in most locations where they were taken off over E. coli fears linked to onions. World Series Game 3 in New York tonight. This is ABC News. October is setting records for the lack of rain and high temperatures. The record highs are expected in parts of the country this week, creating even more dry conditions.
People in Salem, Massachusetts, a city famous for its Halloween festivities, are dealing with very real fears. Brush fires, 130 acres in the area, have already burned.
The breeze picked up significantly today, and when that happened, it went from a manageable event to a quite stressful event.
In Connecticut, officials are deploying drones to monitor brush fires.
We had about an average of 5 or 6 drones per day.
And helicopters to extinguish them.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. In 1872, Susan B. Anthony was arrested after casting her ballot in the presidential election. Her home in Rochester, New York, is a museum celebrating the women's suffrage movement. And now, 152 years after her arrest, you can cast your ballot in her home after it was designated an early polling site. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. A busy midweek is coming on the Wisconsin presidential trail.
Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison. Former President Donald Trump in the Green Bay area. Trump hosts a rally at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon, joined by former Packers quarterback Brett Favre. The event starts at 6. Harris will be on the University of Wisconsin campus for a noon Get Out the Vote concert and rally featuring musical artists Gracie Abrams, Mumford & Sons, Remy Wolf, and members of The National. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In addition to the Wednesday events, Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Racine today, while First Lady Jill Biden and Gwen Walls, wife of Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walls, will be in La Crosse. Agents with the Wisconsin Department of Justice sought cell phones, computers, and other devices as part of an investigation for possible election fraud by Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. That's according to a copy of a search warrant obtained by WisPolitics. During a press conference last week, Dinney said agents said little when they served the warrant at his office.
I'll respectfully say that I had very little speaking opportunity when they were confiscating my material in my office. I mean, we all know what happened. One would have expected a conversation with the mayor as to, you know, what happened, but that has yet to happen.
Dinney said agents also showed up at his apartment where his wife was watching their grandchildren. The 7-page warrant was signed by an Eau Claire County judge. The DOJ investigation stems from Dinney's actions last month when he removed the city's ballot drop box from the front of City Hall to his office. The drop box was locked and not yet in use, and it remains unclear what law Dinney may have broken. The box has since been returned and is in use.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and unseasonably warm. That's thanks to the south breeze whipping up to 30 miles per hour, taking our temperatures to the low 70s. As they continue to stay feisty overnight and through tomorrow, we spike to 80 degrees. All ahead of rain rolling in on Wednesday into Thursday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
And welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Thank you for joining us here today on the program powered by Cenex, as we have a lot to get to here on today's AOA. Great to have you along with us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. And again, the program brought to you by Cenex. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids aren't worth the gamble. Trust Cenex. Quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Visit your nearest Cenex store and talk with your local experts, or go to Cenex.com for more information. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk markets with Darren Newsom from Bar Chart. Weather in segment two with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. Are we going to get some relief on the way this week in terms of rainfall across parts of the Midwest and more? Well, there sounds like there's potential. We're going to talk about that coming up. In segment three, we're going to talk about the draft dietary guidelines that were released last week. And there has been some folks in the animal protein industry not too happy with those dietary guidelines that were released. We'll talk with Dr. Shailene McNeil, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Executive Director of Nutrition Science, about that coming up in segment three. And then at the end of the show in segment four, we're going to hear a bit of a conversation that I had before World Dairy Expo. Some interesting topics for dairy farmers to consider with Novus experts, Dr. Sarah Stocks and Dr. Clements Nash. It's a conversation that's available on our YouTube channel right now, but we're going to hear part of this. I wanted to make sure I shared some of it on the program today. So we're going to get to that coming up in segment four of AOA. Let's kick things off, though. Take a look at what is moving in the markets as we near the end of the month of October. Pleased to welcome back Darren Newsom, Senior Market Analyst at Bar Chart here to AOA. Darren, good to have you back with us. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well, Jesse, and I hope the same for you.
Thank you. Doing good over here. I take a look at the markets kicking off the week on Monday. A couple things stand out to me. Crude oil down over 4%. Mm-hmm. Gold is a little flat. Stocks a little higher. Corn down slightly. Beans and wheat, a little more pressure there. In terms of what you're watching in these markets, Darren, I know that to kind of frame this up, we're near the tail end of harvest. We're watching South American weather. Mm-hmm. Election day is almost on our doorstep here in the U.S. We have geopolitical tensions everywhere. There's just a lot going on that is influencing these markets in one way or another right now, isn't there?
Yes, there is. You hit the nail on the head. There's geopolitical tensions, and a lot of it is intentional. And it's been that way for the last couple of years. There's some major players around the world trying to create political change. And, you know, as the window of opportunity gets narrower, these things are going to get more dramatic. We saw it over the weekend. Israel was prompted into shelling to a missile attack on Iran. And I don't know. I guess it's just the day and age we live in, where the first headlines I saw from financial media about the attack was crude oil was down, 4, 5, 6%, whatever it was, because the attack wasn't bad enough. It didn't kill enough people. It didn't disrupt enough supply. And so, we still have crude oil down. But this is the world we live in. This is what happens when, again, major players not only want but need political change to happen. And this is why when we go into every weekend, some of these safe haven markets, most notably gold, find buying. It's investor hedging again. They're other investment sectors for this very reason. Yes, you mentioned gold was down a little bit. Kind of took a little bit of a breather Sunday night through early Monday morning, but it didn't sell off all that much. And I'm looking forward to continue to find buying interest for those very reasons.
Thinking about this, I think maybe a good way for us to go here, Darren, is put this into perspective for the average farmer. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look at their grain marketing, and I know that we've talked about this in the past, that a lot of times this doesn't have to be complicated. There's some simple things you can pay attention to and look out and look at and kind of shut off some of the noise here, some of the things that we can't control, the geopolitical things, and just get down to some basics of risk management, so to speak, in the grains. I think that's paramount right now, isn't it?
Yes, it's one of the two key things that we really have to focus on right now. And we can block out a lot of the noise. We can look at simple price direction over time trend, and we can take out highs and lows if you want to, and just look at weekly closes, and we can see what price direction over time is, and it's important because it indicates the flow of money. And in the last CFTC report, we saw that the non-commercial side moved back to a net long futures position in corn at the same time that we saw commercial buying for most of last week through future spreads. Basis isn't doing much, telling us there's still plenty of grain coming in, but future spreads lost some of their carry. So we had buying coming from both sides. And I talked about this in my latest bar chart piece. And so that is a bullish indicator for these markets. And then the question we have to ask, is it long-term or short-term? Is there going to be something that happens to disrupt the trade, the export demand that we've seen, the export sales that we've seen? And again, there was a couple more here announced Monday morning. Is there something that could come along to disrupt that? More trade wars, more tariffs, these sorts of things. And is that part of the equation here? Is that why we aren't seeing investment traders getting bullish long term? Because the possibility is this whole thing could fall apart very quickly.
It's something that it's very interesting to just kind of boil it down and take a look at things. And another piece here, too, that you throw in this weather. I mean, we've had a wide open U.S. harvest here. And meantime, you look at South America. Yeah. Some reports I'm seeing is Brazilian soy farmers have been catching up on their planting pace there. So, I mean, you talk about weather derivatives quite often, Darren, and that's another piece that we got to watch here as well.
Oh, absolutely. And everything you said is spot on. And that's why I'm really interested in what John has to say in the next segment. Not so much for the U.S. Yes, the U.S. is going to need some moisture over the latter stages of fall and throughout the winter. But what's key right now is what happens in South America as they're making their way through their spring season and getting ready to move into summer. That's what's going to drive these markets. And then we can see that in the May-July spreads, both for corn and soybeans. The corn spread is bullish. The soybean spread is neutral. So that's indicating, as you just said, soybean planting in Brazil is going along fine. There's some concern about the overall corn production in Brazil, for the 2025 crop. And that's going to be key because we know that, again, if things play out a certain way, some of the largest buyers in the world are going to turn their attention towards Brazil's corn crop. And that's where things are going to get interesting next spring and summer.
A lot of things to keep an eye on. And as always, we appreciate the thoughts and insight. Darren Newsom, senior market analyst with Bar Chart. Darren, good to have you back with us here on AOA. Thanks for being here and have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Jesse.
Darren Newsom with Bar Chart joining us here on AOA, powered by Cenex. Keep your operation moving. Contact your local Cenex store, Cenex.com, for the premium diesel that they have for your operation. We'll talk weather next with DTN meteorologist John Baranek here on AOA.
As a veteran, I live with health impacts from my service. VA healthcare means you're in 100% control of your own medical care, your own benefits, and it only takes minutes to set up. A veteran should enroll in VA healthcare because it ensures that they get quality, high-level care for the rest of their lives. My service was then, my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Most folks just stick with the diesel engine oil they know, because why sweat the details? But you don't. You're one of those who'd make the switch, and we're talking to you. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. While the others experience wear and tear, you give complacency a kick in the pants. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA, powered by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Invest in premium diesel from Cenex. Visit your nearest store, talk to your local experts, or go to Cenex.com for more information. Jesse Allen back with you here as we shift gears and take a look at weather. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek is with us. John, hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for being back on AOA.
I did. Thanks for having me on again, Jesse.
You bet. You bet. Let's start with South America. We got a lot to talk about in the U.S. as well here during this segment for what's coming up. But I do want to start with Brazil and Argentina. Darren and I were talking in the last segment how important weather is going to be for the markets, and particularly South American weather here as we get into the final months of 2024. It sounds like Brazilian farmers have caught up quite a bit on soybean planting. What's the latest you're hearing and seeing in terms of the wet season rains and how things are going in South America, John?
Yeah, Jesse, that was been, I mean, the report that came out on Thursday or Friday about the planting progress there, especially in the state of Mato Grosso, was eye-opening to me. I didn't think they could plant so much with, I mean, it's been raining every day. So, I mean, you got to, you know, get out of the field at some point there, but every producer down there seems to be just going full bore into it, and you know, they're over half planted. They have the rest of this week, and that's it though before everything is considered late down there, and pushes, you know, not their soybean crop into danger, but their safrina corn crop. I think Darren was alluding to that, and so that's what we're really concerned about. Well, I don't know if we're concerned about it, but the markets are concerned about that. Going forward is, you know, can they get the majority of that soybean crop planted here this week to make sure that that safrina corn crop isn't planted too late in February and possibly March? If they can escape that, then they end up with a really good soybean crop and a decent enough corn crop that, you know, obviously competes with us here in the U.S. So, the progress that they made down there was quite incredible. And it's been, you know, daily showers and thunderstorms. It's kind of typical of what we usually see down there this time of year. You know, last year wasn't nearly as this widespread, and so it was kind of concerning there for a time period, but they ended up okay. With it kind of really being widespread here in October, you know, it really sets them up in good shape here for the rest of the calendar year, and then into their second season there for early 2025 as well. So things really going well for Central Brazil. But, you know, when we were looking at the season at the beginning, we were kind of considering that was going to be the case. For the most part, our concerns weren't really with Central Brazil, although they were because they got planted so late. But our concerns really were Argentina and Southern Brazil with La Nina developing. Typically that leads to hotter and drier conditions during their summer, and that's coming up. And so that's one thing we're really going to be looking forward to here, Jesse, see if we can get some troubles going down there in Argentina and Southern Brazil. Over the last couple of weeks, they've had some really good weather. They're in a kind of a drier stretch right now, but it looks like the rainfall will be coming back into Argentina at least later this week and weekend. We'll see if that can translate farther north into Southern Brazil, but you know, they've had some pretty good rainfall over the last couple of weeks, and they can handle a drier stretch here for a little bit. That's not too big of a concern. I think the concern then would be as we look into December and January and February, are those going to be months that are hot and dry? And right now the forecast is leaning that way. So while the weather concerns have kind of alleviated over Central Brazil, we still have concerns down there, and that's going to be something to look for over the next several months.
John Baranek, DTM meteorologist, with us here today on AOA. John, let's bring it back home here to the U.S., and it's been so dry. I know that it's allowed us a wide-open harvest window. Farmers have been working round the clock. We're nearing the tail end of U.S. row crop harvest, but now I think the attention's got to turn to, can we get some drought relief? It sounds like there is some on the way. I guess my question is, how much? What are we looking at here this week and into next, John?
Yeah, we've dug ourselves into quite a deficit across a lot of the Corn Belt, really from the plains eastward, east of the Rockies, outside of those areas that got hit with hurricanes in the southeast. We've dug ourselves into quite a hole and needing a bunch of rain. We're going to try and get a bunch of it in here over the next couple of weeks, though, Jesse. Finally, we start seeing some of these larger storm systems move through. We haven't talked about that at all this fall. I mean, every time we talk every week, it's been, yeah, we got maybe a couple of showers here, a couple showers there. Still looks dry, though. This next couple of weeks, though, is going to be quite the event. I think we've got really almost a perfect setup for it. We got this big ridge of high pressure in the east, providing all kinds of heat and energy. And out in the west, we have all these troughs kind of digging in and keep reloading back there over the next couple of weeks. And that should help to bring storm systems through. So the combination really sets up for good widespread rainfall across a large portion of the country, especially in the Corn Belt here. And, you know, it's interesting to see where all these little systems are going to line up. And there's going to be several of them. I counted five if we go all the way through the end of next week that will be moving through. So we've got ample opportunity, but it is a question of where and how much. And, you know, like I just said, I mean, we've dug ourselves quite the hole. So it needs to be widespread, one, and two, it needs to be heavy as well as widespread to really build that soil moisture in. Otherwise, you just kind of wet the topsoils for a little bit and then they dry back out again. So we do have quite the opportunity, though. And, you know, the way models are looking right now from Texas up to Wisconsin looks like the best areas to get the heaviest, most widespread rainfall over the next 2 weeks. But that doesn't mean that areas farther to the northwest or to the southeast won't get in on some rainfall either. You know, it just depends on how all these little systems line up. And, you know, if you got one, the first one off by a little bit, the next one's going to be off by a little bit more. And, you know, it just kind of compounds itself. So we'll just have to keep watching and through this. But we will have several to move through over the next, you know, say 10 days that should be bringing some good rainfall through. But other impacts as well. Should be pretty windy with a lot of these systems moving through. That's a concern with all the dry weather out there. If you're not getting the rain with it and you're getting the wind, we have issues with wildfires that might spring up in some spots. We've got potential for a little bit of cold air moving in, and that dreaded four-letter word, snow, might be on the docket for some of us up across the north. Probably nothing heavy or anything that would be really concerning, but, you know, you might see it flying out of the sky and accumulating in some small patches a little bit. So there's that as well. And we might see some strong thunderstorms out of it. The middle of the country from really Texas up to Iowa, I think, would be the biggest areas to see this. It's kind of lining up, at least at the moment, to be there for Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe a little bit further east on Thursday. Closer to the Mississippi River for Thursday. And then we could see, you know, a couple of these other ones this weekend and early next week that produce some severe weather as well. So kind of really a lot to talk about. I mean, we could probably spend the next 2 hours talking about this if we really wanted to. I don't know if anybody would be listening to at that point, but yeah, I mean, there's just a lot going on. Your forecast is likely to change quite a bit over the next couple of days, just as these systems kind of line up and move around and where models really kind of, you know, focus their concern on.
Yeah. Well, you said the dirty S word, snow, so that might not have made a few people very happy there. But again, it sounds like if we do see some of that in the northern plains, et cetera, it's going to be fairly light. And just to kind of reiterate here, too, we got about a minute, John. This activity is not going to be a drought breaker by any means, is it?
It might be in a couple of areas where it's not as bad. I mean, you look at some spots in, in southern Illinois when they get the rain, parts of Missouri. There's even some small parts of Iowa and Wisconsin that should get some really heavy rain, but the drought's not that bad. So they'll see some improvement. But you're right. I mean, we've dug ourselves so much of a hole. A two-week period of good rainfall isn't going to cut it. Not for widespread improvement, at least. Localized areas, sure. Areas that aren't so bad, sure. But I mean, when you look at the region as a whole, no. I mean, we're going to need months of good precipitation to really move through. You know, we're getting good systems to come through, Jesse, but it's not those, you know, big wound up systems that look like a big comma shape on the satellite picture. Yep. That have these just giant shields of moderate to heavy rainfall. We're not getting those. We're getting, it's almost like streaky areas that come through, and any of these shields of precipitation are moving, and they're kind of, you know, light to moderate instead of moderate to heavy. So yeah, not busting the drought in any significant way. All right. With the good rainfall.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes on it. DTA meteorologist John Baranek. John, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on again, Jesse.
All right, AOA continues, brought to you by Cenex, on the way right after the break.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA home loan guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My service was then, and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Deeply indebted to them, and I'm sure they'll be friends and acquaintances for life.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. When an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, our volunteers and equipment are here to help free of charge. Farm Rescue is currently accepting applications for haying and harvest assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org today.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Milk markets were mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 12 to 2016, December down 10 to 2012, January up 5 to 1997, February up 22 at 1984. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets ended up closing the day higher. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher as well. Now, box beef prices were mixed. The trade has been concerned about some of the fundamental demand, but that strength in the stock market really did help the live cattle markets. Feeder cattle also got strength from that stock market, but also the cattle on feed report showing placements down 2% compared to a year ago, and that helped to support the markets. Hogs mostly higher as well. Strong consumer demand, especially with some of the pork cutout values moving as high as $6.54 higher, helping to support the hogs. October live cattle up 47 cents to 190.17. October feeder cattle up 45 cents to 250.07. December hogs up 95 cents to 80.62. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on the day as positive weather for planting of soybeans in South America pressured the markets. Some wetter weather to help the winter wheat crop also pressuring the markets, and also the big drop in energy pressuring the grains as well. New crop 25 corn down 1.25 to 439.5. New crop 25 beans down 11.
I'm Paul Hambleton, your choice for state senate. As a teacher, I accept students for who they are, what family they come from, what beliefs and attitudes they hold, and whether they're shy and quiet or bold and outspoken. A classroom is a community of learners. And to build a community, you accept that people are different because that's where you learn to get along with others. As I knock doors and talk with voters, I meet all kinds of people with lots of attitudes and ideas. Republicans, Democrats, lefties and righties, and everything in between. People agree that there is too much division, nastiness, and insult in politics. Let's take back the playground. It's time to seek to work together on the things we all care about rather than toss out insults or mock those who are different or disagree. It's not acceptable on the playground or in the classroom. Together we do better. I'm Paul Hambleton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the Committee to Elect Paul Hambleton.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here on AOA, Agriculture of America, today's show brought to you by our friends at Cenex. Trust your local experts. They can help you find the right lubricant product that'll protect your equipment in the field and around the farm and ranch. Safeguard your equipment with premium lubricants from Cenex. Visit Cenex.com for more information as well. Well, the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee has released some new recommendations that for the animal protein industry, particularly the beef side, a little concerning of these recommendations that have come out. So we want to talk about this and get some reaction and insight. Joining us now for a conversation, she is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Nutrition Science and Registered Dietitian, Dr. Shailene McNeil. Shailene, thank you for being with us here on AOA today. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
So set this up for us. What exactly did the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee say in their latest recommendations? That it's quite interesting. It sounds like they want to replace high-quality proteins like beef with things such as beans, peas, and lentils, if I'm understanding this correctly.
That's what they're suggesting. Early last week, the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee previewed what's expected in their coming report. And what they suggested is that we push the diet even more plant-based than it already is. You're exactly right that we substitute beans, peas, and lentils in place of nutrient-rich foods like red meats. And we know that that's just going to head in the wrong direction because Americans are eating meat within the guidelines, and it's doing a great job. Beef is doing a great job with helping close those nutrition gaps, nourishing all these important life stages that we have. And we just simply can't afford to cut back on beef any further.
Well, give us some background as a registered dietitian here. I mean, I think about in terms of beef, and you think about some of the plant things that they want substituted here. And I guess I look at this and my question is, I'm thinking about the essential nutrients that are in things like beef. Those can't really be replaced by something else, can they?
Well, as a registered dietitian, I'm actually thinking about those nutrients too, because what we know is that there's very important life stages that beef is really helping close nutrient gaps for. Think about adolescent girls who need this iron, women of childbearing age, older Americans who need the high quality protein and a lot of nutrition and a little bit of calories. So that's where beef really helps close nutrient gaps. And, you know, when I think about it, not only as a registered dietitian, but someone who lives in a rural community in South Texas, I just look around and I see rising rates of obesity, rising rates of chronic disease. And we have cut back on our red meat consumption over the last four decades with dietary guidance to eat a balanced diet and cut back on red meat, for example. And we're headed in the wrong direction. So we really need to keep the amount of beef that we're eating in the diet and start building healthier meals around that. So we definitely need to eat more fruits and vegetables, but it's not at the expense of beef. They work together to deliver a really balanced diet. And that's why I feel so strongly how important it is to keep beef on the plate to get those nutrients we really need in our diets today.
And I look at this and I think about, let's discuss some of the science here. And you kind of alluded to this. I mean, we have years and years and years of science that, as I look at this, it seems like some of this science is being ignored. Now, I might be wrong in saying that. I don't know. Talk about this for us.
Well, you know, just last week, and there's a growing body of evidence that supports this, but just last week, we saw another study come out that shows that not all proteins are created equal. The University of Arkansas Medical Sciences protein experts, they published a paper that showed that 4 ounces of beef, a ground beef patty, packs a way bigger muscle building punch than a plant-based alternative. We know that plant-based proteins don't have the quality of protein. They don't have the bioavailable nutrients. So while they might offer some fiber and some nutrients that we need in our diet, we shouldn't be using them in place of beef. Beans are simply not a substitute for beef. And so I think that's where we're headed in the wrong direction. That's where the scientific review has gotten off track. It's an incomplete review that the Dietary Guidelines for Americans is doing. We know that we have a lot of great research out there that looks at beef in healthy diets, But yet this committee continues to use a weaker form of science. They lean on observational evidence that doesn't, it's correlation, not causation evidence. It looks at red and processed meats all lumped together in an unhealthy diet. And that's not the research we need to be looking at. We need to be looking at what happens if people eat beef in a healthy diet, because that's what we're trying to get them to do. And we have a whole body of research that shows when you do that, when you eat beef as part of a balanced diet, it's easier for you to manage your weight, your cholesterol improves, your blood pressure improves, you're getting the nutrients that you need to thrive. So we know that beef is such an important part of helping people achieve a healthier diet. It's a food people want to eat too. So how many foods are there that can improve your health that you also really look forward to eating? And that's another advantage that beef has.
We're talking with Dr. Shailene McNeil, NCBA Executive Director of Nutrition Science and Registered Dietitian, about the dietary guidelines preview. And I think about this too, Shailene. I mean, obviously, you're representing NCBA and the beef side, but there were some questions about other animal proteins with this preview release as well. I think about our friends on the pork side, et cetera, et cetera. It almost felt like this preview was kind of just, to some degree, a bit of an attack on animal proteins as a whole, from what I gathered.
It's really unfortunate, because when you look at even the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee own evidence, what they're showing is that 30% of the American population is under consuming meat, poultry, and eggs. So they talk a lot about a certain segment of the population who's eating too much meat. We could debate that with all the good news there is about higher protein diets. But what they're not talking about enough is that a third of the population is not meeting the guidelines for meat, poultry, and eggs. So it really doesn't make sense to cut back on animal proteins in the diet at all. What we need to do is enjoy animal proteins with more plant proteins to get a balanced diet. And I think that's where we're just misleading the public, and that's where we're out of touch with what people are really doing. Because not only as a registered dietitian, but also as a mom who's raised two girls, one of them who is a very picky eater, I can tell you that it's a lot easier to get children to eat a balanced diet when they have foods on their plate that they love. We know kids and families love beef, and that may be one way to help us get more vegetables into our diet. So we really need to kind of revisit what works for people, and what the research would show is it's not cutting back on beef that's going to make people healthier in America today.
I couldn't agree more. And I'll say, you know, me personally, not just as a host of an agriculture talk show, but just personally, I'm nothing against things like beans, peas, lentils, etc. I'm, to your point, having all this be part of a balanced diet. You know, I have a almost 6 month old son, and we fed him avocado for the first time this weekend, you know, kind of the baby puree thing. But, you know, from my perspective, the minute that I can give him a small bite of steak or pork or something, I'm going to do it. You know, that's how I was raised. So,
and you should. In fact, the last Dietary Guidelines for Americans actually for the first time called out how important it was to start introducing iron-rich foods like meat at about 6 months of age, just the age of your child. So it is, it's because they really need those great sources of nutrition, and babies have such tiny tummies. They need foods that offer a big bang for the buck, and beef is one of those with its source of heme iron. So I think it's really all about nutrient density. The committee is, you know, kind of misguiding us to say we need to eat more plant-based. The American diet is already plant-based. We are eating about 70% of our calories from plant-based foods, and we're getting more obese than ever before, more chronic disease. So I think we need to get back to nutrient density, and this is where meats like beef really pack a powerful punch.
Absolutely. Well, as I look at this preview, it's a bit of a head scratcher to me. And so as we close out the segment here, Shailene, what could folks keep in mind? Is there anything that folks listening can do to make their voice heard here, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, final thoughts you would have for us here in the last minute or so of the segment.
Yes, I would really encourage not just beef producers or animal protein producers, but also the public who really cares about this topic, to text the word beef to 52886. We have ways that you can let your representatives know that you want to keep beef on the plate. You want to eat beef as part of a balanced diet. So text the word beef to 52886, and we'll make it easy for you to weigh in on this topic.
And just real quick, with this being a preview, any indication on when the final dietary guidelines will be released?
So the committee's recommendations have to be released in writing by December the 9th, but we likely expect that they could come before. And then what happens is USDA and HHS take those recommendations and they consider them as they write a policy report. So we have time to weigh in because the actual dietary guidelines may not be coming out for another year or so, but this committee's recommendations will have a very big impact on what the USDA and HHS do. So it's time to weigh in now. And NCBA is trying to make it really easy for you to be able to do that.
What's that number to text BEEF to again, Shailene? Text
BEEF to 52886.
52886. Text the word BEEF there to help make your voice heard. Insightful stuff. Thank you for the conversation today, Dr. Shailene McNeil, NCBA Executive Director of Nutrition Science and registered dietitian. Shailene, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
All right. Interesting stuff, insightful stuff, and things to think about for sure. Today's AOA brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Cenex. Coming up next, we're going to listen back to a conversation I had pre-World Dairy Expo with Novus experts Dr. Sarah Stocks and Dr. Clements Nash. That's next on AOA.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Until I wasn't, my hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
The United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff, is on a mission to deliver sustainable soy solutions to every life, every day, from food products to renewable fuels, tires, and beyond. For the next several weeks, tune into AOA on Thursday mornings for the Sustainable Soy Update series. We'll visit with farmers and industry experts to discuss soy checkoff investments focused on the sustainable production of U.S. soy and how this builds markets and profit opportunities for farmers. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call?
If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 74% of young producers said they get their most important agricultural information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you're in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
From grain and livestock market analysis to policy updates affecting agriculture, the latest agricultural weather, ag news headlines, and much more, we have you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. Get up-to-the-minute information with the American Ag Network on air, online, and on demand. Find us on your favorite social media platforms and follow the American Ag Today podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back. AOA continues today, powered by Cenex. When your equipment runs efficiently, your business runs efficiently. Cenex stores premium lubricants help keep your equipment in check. Minimize your downtime. Cenex will keep you going. Visit your nearest store or go to cenex.com for more information. Well, as we close out today's AOA, I want to go back to a conversation I actually had a few weeks ago, right ahead of World Dairy Expo, which happened October 1st through the 4th in Madison, Wisconsin. And I talked with two dairy experts for Novus, Dr. Sarah Stocks and Dr. Clements Nash. And they were both set to give talks at World Dairy Expo that I thought were very interesting topics, and we previewed those and shared the shared the full conversation on our YouTube channel and our website, agricultureofamerica.com. Want to take a listen to this conversation right now here on AOA, at least part of it anyway, because again, I thought the topics were very insightful, talking about finding the next bump in your paycheck, understanding herds' income over feed costs with Dr. Stocks, and then sports cars versus farm trucks, maintaining cows like the top performers they are. That was the talk with Dr. Clements Nash at World Dairy Expo. Let's get a little bit of a background on both of these talks, starting with Dr. Sarah Stocks from Novus.
So we all know that feed prices make up one of the biggest expenses on the dairy farm today. And one of the challenges is how do we control those expenses? So the heart of the presentation that I'm going to be giving is a challenge to dairy producers to see where we can find opportunities to dig into their diets and look for areas where we can find the opportunity to increase that income a little bit more and find potential for reaching into their checkbooks and generating more income. If we can do that by using a series of management techniques, whether that's grouping strategies or feed additives, like we're going to spend a good portion of the conversation talking about, dairy farmers have the opportunity to be a whole lot more successful and profitable on their operations today.
Well, I think about it too. There's been a lot of, some have said like kind of a cost price squeeze in a lot of different sectors in the ag industry right now. So thinking about, you know, finding some ways to get some more profitability to your point there, Sarah. I mean, there's a lot of different things out there to kind of help us navigate some of what we're seeing right now throughout the broader ag economy, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Lots of tools, right? And the careful integration of the tools on the operation on the farm are what really makes the producer successful. Every salesperson that walks in the driveway has a unique solution that's going to be the next big thing, right? And I think that if you take advantage of all of them, you end up getting lost in the weeds. So it's choosing the right partners to work with you on your farms and what in a team approach, which I think is one of the nice things that we have to offer. A couple of really great products that are going to bring a lot of value, and then a really good team of people that are working with us, with the COWS team, to support our products with some management solutions that really bring the whole package to the table to help improve production and profitability and improve animal welfare on farms. And I think that's one of the great aspects of this. It's looking at the bigger picture, right? If we identify one individual area, sometimes we miss what is really the roadblock for success.
Absolutely. Well, I know your presentation will be on October 2nd, 1:30 p.m. Central Time in the Exhibition Hall at World Dairy Expo. And then on the 3rd, Clem, I know your presentation, Sports Cars versus Farm Trucks and Maintaining Cows Like the Top Performers They Are. The title of this sounds very interesting. Give us a background of your presentation.
Thanks, Jesse. Yeah, we were a little creative this year with our titles and with our content. So as Sarah mentioned, you know, we know that the feed bill is one of the biggest bills on dairies. And we know that there are a lot of products making a lot of claims out there. Some of them quite heavily related to animal health, animal production, things like reducing lameness or improving fertility, all of those kinds of things. The challenge is, what we've noticed working in the field for this many years, is that sometimes no amount of feed or feed additives are going to solve a problem that starts on farm. If the cows are standing in 6 feet of manure, the mineral is not going to solve your foot health problem. There are bigger issues at hand. It might help it from getting worse, but I think that's probably not the bottleneck. And that's where Novus created their on-farm cows program, which is an on-farm evaluation program for dairy farm customers of our customers, to really identify some of those bottlenecks on farm. And what we've noticed and what we've seen over the course of, you know, the last 50 plus years is that we've done a ton of research in the areas of lameness and nutrition and genetics. And we've seen genetics and genetic potential of animals increase exponentially. We've seen nutrition and nutrition balancing become more and more and more precise. And then we talk about precision dairying on farm, and we look at how we're housing and managing cows. Things haven't changed quite as quickly. free stalls were invented in the 1950s, and they look pretty much the same today. And so that's where we're going to spend a lot of the talk, talking about how those improvements in genetics and nutrition have created really high performing animals, but we're not capturing that potential. And in fact, we're creating bigger issues for those animals in things like lameness and repro, because we're not managing them like the Ferraris, the Camaros that they are. And we're assuming that they're like pickup trucks and they can handle the bumpy roads and it's fine. It's not fine. And that's why our wheels are falling off the bus here with some of our cows, and our industry is struggling with things like lameness.
And once again, that was a conversation I had a few weeks ago just ahead of World Dairy Expo with Dr. Clements Nash right there and Dr. Sarah Stocks. Before that, both of them work with Novus. Very interesting conversations they were having at World Dairy Expo. You can learn more. Just go to the Novus website, novusint.com, novusint.com, and you can also hear the full conversation on our YouTube channel, or go to agricultureofamerica.com for more. With that, we're out of time here on AOA today. Powered by Cenex Premium Diesel. Power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Learn more at Cenex.com. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. In life, you'll hear a lot of people tell you that you can do anything you want. I'm here to tell you that's true. Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of becoming a successful singer and entertainer. It took a lot of hard work, dedication, and perseverance to find my success, but it was worth it. I never gave up on my dreams. Remember, you can never have a dream come true until you've had a dream. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
A dog? I'm not. I was born for a purpose. To bring you hope. To guide you out of darkness. To stand by you as you read.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save